Welcome back to That 590 Show. The month of May is all about grads, moms, giving thanks to those that lost their lives in the service of this country, and the unofficial start of the summer vacation season. As you travel across this great country of ours, remember to show appreciation for those that lost their lives to keep it free. You also want to have the confidence that the car you and your family are traveling in is top-notch. I can personally assure you that such vehicles can be found at Bellman Automotive in Troy, Missouri. Ryan Kimner and his sales staff will be there by your side if you're in the market for a new or used vehicle. They have a wide inventory of both and financing for everyone. $6,000 off Grand Caravans, up to $12,000 off Rams, and $5,500 off Cherokee, which is their best-selling product. You can never go wrong at Bellman Automotive, 175 Turnbell Trail in Troy, Missouri. Give them a call at 636-462-3600, BellmanCDJR.com. Let's head to the Bellman Automotive phone line, and John is waiting for us. Good evening, John. How are you?
Hey, how's it going? That last guy that you had on the air, is he a football academy, or what is he?
He is the director of the Elite Football Academy in Chesterfield. He used to play in the NFL. He used to be a scout, and he used to be an agent.
Oh, okay. So he knows a little bit about the way the league works. Anyway, I was questioning, did you hear about that Red Sox? They threw out a fan because they allegedly, a lady was singing an American anthem, and he didn't like the way she sung it, and he told this other guy in Boston, you know, that, hey, I don't like that, and, you know, use that word, basically.
Yeah.
And they threw him out. I mean, but come on. I mean, if you don't have any kind of proof, because some song, you go by a word or so what someone says, I mean, that could be anywhere. You could be in a shopping center, and someone could say, well, I heard this person say this, and we're going to ban you from not coming to this restaurant or store, you know?
Okay, why would that guy be randomly selected to say, hey, you know what, that guy said something offensive, I want him thrown out? Why would he randomly be selected for that if he didn't do it?
Know if they were not having an argument. I don't know. Maybe he doesn't like the guy. I don't know. Whatever. Who knows? He could drop some beer on him. But, I mean, where does that stop? I mean, suppose I say, yeah, I go to a baseball game. I say, oh, well, you know,
are you actually defending people shouting out the N-word at a baseball game?
No. The important thing is you're John. It's a private establishment. If they want to kick you out, they can kick you out all they want. And actually, they can kick you out if you don't do anything because, again, it's a private establishment.
They can do whatever they want.
Although you are buying a ticket, so I wonder how that kind of... Is it a public establishment if you're buying tickets?
I know.
That's tricky, though.
Saying, though, it's like the choice of words. If I say I'm feeling gay and that someone takes it as a slur, I could be kicked out for saying that. I mean, where does it stop? That's what I'm trying to... I mean, I know it's a private business, but, I mean, if they're going to just kick everybody out for alleging what someone says, how are they going to have a business? No one's... I mean, there's 90%
ticket,
of Boston fans probably feel the same way.
I'm sure there's something on the ticket that says it's a private establishment.
Yeah, and they have the right to.
They reserve the right.
Absolutely.
I wonder about that. I'm sure the fine print's on the ticket.
Look, if they could punch some guy in the face and drag him off an airplane, they could throw you out of Fenway Park for saying something that
all because of the fine print.
They could throw you out of Fenway Park for something that a lot of people find offensive.
Well, if I get $5 million because I was dragged off out of a stadium or plane, I'll take that area any time. But listen, as far as the Blues, they can't have Joel Edmondson or whatever his name is scoring a goal. They got to get these top scorers, their so-called top scorers, scoring, and you can't win just on one goal. They can't. You could be a little defensive, but if you're just going to score one goal, you're not going to win many games. So I think the Blues are season is going to end tomorrow. Thanks a lot.
All right, thanks, John. Hopefully it won't, but we will see what happens. I got a feeling that they're going to have a stay of execution tomorrow, but that just could be wishful thinking on my part. Speaking of wishful thinking, the Ball family in basketball, they are something else. LeVar Ball debuted his son Lonzo Ball's signature or his first shoe. It's called the ZO2 shoe. That's the line. And looking at the shoe, you said, Rocchio, that it looks a lot like a line of shoe that Kobe Bryant had.
No, I'm not smart enough nor enough of a sneakerhead to know this. I just know that every single person on Twitter who knows more than this about me is saying,
that's what they're saying.
This looks like the Kobe and ones.
Okay.
And there's a lot of people sending out Kobe gifts and stuff like that, like Kobe scrunching his face, like how mad you get when someone tries to launch their line on your shoe and stuff like that.
Well, looking at it, it is not a bad-looking shoe. What makes it the ugliest shoe ever is that this pair of shoes is going for $495. And if you...
And the slides are going for $300?
The slides are going for $220.
Oh, by the way, something hidden in here. If you have... And this is a basketball shoe. This is supposed to be a basketball shoe, right? If your shoe size is 14 or higher, your base price is $695.
Okay.
So if you play basketball and you're a big dude, and odds you're paying an extra $200.
If you're playing basketball, odds are you're going to be, you know, 6'2", 6'3",
yeah,
or 6'4".
Yeah, I'm 6 foot and I have size 13 feet. So if I was any taller than 6'1", or 6 foot or 6'1", I am. If I was 6'4", very good chance I'm going to have size 14 feet at least. So you're paying $695 for these shoes.
If you're feeling, you know, if you're feeling yourself even extra more, $995 can get you an autograph pair of these ZO2s. What in the world is this family thinking?
Well, here's what LeVar Ball's thinking, because he tweeted it out. Big ballers loose. If you can't afford the ZO2s, you're not a big baller.
Oh, my God. If this family could be any more full of themselves, I have no idea. They made the They made the Kardashians look humble.
Berger, he said that he could take prime Jordan one-on-one. But not only that, he gave his strategy, and his strategy was forcing Jordan into bad fouls and then using a jump hook on him. That was his strategy for beating prime Jordan 101. The guy won like 5 Defensive Player of the Year awards.
And
clearly this man does not have any relation to the world that we both live in.
And keep in mind that he's asking for $495 for these shoes, and his son has not played 1 second in the NBA.
That part actually doesn't insult me that much.
No,
I'm sorry, it doesn't. Bother me that much. He's incredible. He should be able to market himself before. I don't care about him marketing himself before he plays a minute in the NBA. Guess what? Ben Simmons has commercials, and he hasn't played a minute in the NBA.
Okay, there's one thing to market yourself. I'm not going after him for marketing himself. I'm going after him for charging $500 for a pair of shoes when he is a nobody. And this is an example.
Oh, well, yes,
this is an example of the instant gratification of society where you don't want to earn your fame. You don't want to earn your brand. You just think you deserve it.
Don't put that on Lonzo.
I'm putting it on Lonzo Ball.
Don't.
I'm doing it.
The kid's 18.
This is exactly like American Idol, where I don't want to earn my fame. I just want to go on a karaoke show on TV, sing somebody else's song, and now give me all this fame and give me my record deal and give me my contract.
You know what?
Instead of going through the years of learning how to write songs, learning how to sing, learning how to play your instrument, going through the years of playing at small clubs in small cities. No, I want instant gratification right now, and this is a great example of it.
And I'm glad you used American Idol as an example, because much like all the kids on that show, the fame chaser is not the kid on the show. It's the parent who forced them to wait in line for 6 hours at the LA auditions so they could go in front of Simon Cowell. So again, why are you putting this on Lonzo when, yes, he's given his dad the okay. Yes, the fact that he's the money, he's going to be the money, is helping this. But this is LeVar Ball, in my opinion, doing what he's been doing for the last 5 years of his child's life, which is taking advantage of what Lonzo is going to become.
Well,
so I don't know why we have to jump on Lonzo Ball for this one.
Well,
it's clearly
Lonzo,
LeVar being an ass.
Well, it's time for Lonzo Ball to be his own man.
It is time, but at the same time, that is tricky when you're under the thumb of your parent. I don't care how much money until you sign that contract and you have that cash, you cannot do it. It's impossible to get out from the thumb, especially from. And here's the thing I'm going to say.
This is Tom Marinovich all over again.
Yes, here's the thing I'm going to say right now. Exactly. You know where I'm going from. I'm going to say this right now. A lot of people out there are saying it's okay what he's doing because, hey, he's there, and I wish my dad was there. I understand that point. I understand that point at the same time, but I'm going to say this right now.
My dad's beating me, but at least he was there.
I'm going to say this right now. I'm not going to say that's happening. I do not. This does not smack of a good home life.
No,
because it feels like Lonzo is a flashy player, but this level does not feel like Lonzo in any way, shape, or form. And so
this is exploitation.
I think LeVar is taking advantage of it. And I Lonzo clearly hasn't said. I don't think Lonzo's straight up said, "Dad, shut up and stop," else they wouldn't have the shoe marked it under his name. But I also don't think. I'm also not ready to say that Lonzo is complicit in any fashion of this beyond the fact that he doesn't want to tell his dad no. Especially since, again, his dad has been there for him every step of the way. His dad helped him get here because, you know, driving him every day to the AAU circuit. So it's hard for me to, one, hold it against Lonzo for his dad being crazy, or two, hold it against Lonzo for refusing to go against his dad. That's something. I mean, when you're 18 years old, that's really tough to do. Some people just aren't wired to just completely go against their parents like that.
I understand what you're saying about, like, hey, you know, I I wish my dad was there the way that LeVar Ball's dad is there, but this isn't like some kind of great father-son bonding experience. This is exploitation 101.
We don't know what happens behind the scenes. I'm not saying we don't know.
I have a pretty good feeling.
No, I'm with you. I just said, Berger, that I'm essentially with you, but I'm saying we don't know enough to completely say, and that's why I'm not ready to put any of this on to Lonzo, because I don't know if he's shown... You know, if he doesn't want to do all these things, or if his dad's, you know, just kind of pushing him into it. Or if, again, it's just a kid who's to his dad and doesn't want to disappoint him.
I'm telling you this right now. Lonzo Ball, I think, is a tremendous basketball talent. But if I'm an NBA team and he's on the board, I think twice about just turning in that card that has his name on it, because you're not just drafting Lonzo Ball, you're drafting crazy-ass LeVar Ball. And how long is it going to be before he thinks that he's going to get into the ear of the GM or the owner? Saying, yeah, because, I mean, Lonzo Ball, let's face it, he's not going to be going to a very good team. Let's say he goes to the Orlando Magic. How long before LeVar Ball thinks that he's going to be running that Magic team and thinks that he needs to be a GM or assistant GM? This is going to be Donald Trump and Ivanka Trump all over again.
And what happens if the number one pick or the number two pick overall is owned by the Los Angeles Lakers?
Could be that all over again, too.
Chaos.
I mean...
Fun chaos, though.
If Lonzo Ball, if he's really being... In my opinion, some form of abused by his father. I feel terrible about it, but I got a feeling Lonzo Ball is co-signing all of this. For the final time this evening, let's head to that 590 Show Sports Update desk on our very own Matt Rocchio.